Fuck that up. Welcome to the show. Hi, it's Mickey. Listening to Slipping New Mickey right here on Indie100.com, the fairest radio in all the land. I want to welcome my listeners from all the lands, you know, like around the world. Japan, what's up? Domi arigato, Mr. Roboto. Yeah. Excuse me. Oh, God, I should stop doing so much blow before the show starts. I'm just kidding. Honestly, I think I'm allergic to myself. I don't know if that's even a thing, but I'll just, like, sneeze for no reason. I don't know. I hope you're doing well. Thanks for joining me. I forgot my roll call. Yeah, so Japan, hi. Italy, hi. Brazil, hi. Like, y'all listen from all over. And the United States. So, thank you so very much. Hey, guys, we are solid number two now. Somehow I feel like that's very appropriate. But yeah, we're number two right here on the station. Let's keep up the good work, everyone. How about I keep up the good work and maybe play some more great music? Because I got a whole bunch for you tonight. This song that I'm getting ready to play, I don't know why, but it's just been one of my favorites for like ever. I don't know what else to say. I'm out just, I don't know, fucking enjoy it. Din da da do do do, din da da do do, din da da do do do, din da da do do, din da da do do do, din da da do do, din da da do do do, din da da do do, din da da do do do, din da da do do. Ding da da dong dong dong, ding ba da dong dong dong, ding ba da dong dong dong, ding ba da dong dong, ding da da dong dong dong, ding ba 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 da dong dong dong.
chunks of me. You're a shark and I'm swimming. My heart still thumps as I bleed. And all your friends come sniffing. Triangles are my favorite shape. Three points where two lines meet. Toe to toe, back to back. Let's desolate. Make them go away. changed anything for you. Why not for all time, just smile for me. Am I getting through? Or is this how it's just got to be?
I'm going to give you one more hi. Hi. Yeah, I'm cheesy as fuck. And that was your New Orleans Tasty. Yes, one more. By the insanely incredible New Orleans band Mute Math. Yeah. Dude, so I have liked them for like a really long time. But I'd never gotten to see them live. And then Little Mick and I were at a hangout festival, I don't know, 20 years ago, no, it's not, I don't know, 3 years ago, four, I don't know, the time just drags on, it all runs together, but anyway, they were playing, and they were so fucking good live. So, when I get back here to New Orleans, I'm like, fuck yeah, they've got to be touring, like everybody's touring, right? It's like tour time. And looked them up, and it's like, we've split up, and I'm like, no, no, you can't do this to me. So I'm going to reach out to them, and I'm going to talk them into getting back together. I'm going to be like the Mother Teresa of bands. No, that's not the right person. Let's see, who is a great bringer together person? I don't fucking know. I'm just going to be like the me. I'm going to be the Mickey of bringing people back together. So, yeah, I'm going to get Mute Math to get back together just so that they can come play this show. How about that? That's how much I fucking rock. I mean, don't hold me to it. But I'm going to give it a try because I love them. I also love you guys. My listeners, hi. Thank you for hanging in there every week. It's usually a shit show, TBH. But, it's my shit show. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't give a fuck. Like, you guys listen. Y'all are, like, going in. Y'all know that I'm going to be fucking shit up, right? Like, you love that about me, evidently. You're like, oh my god, you're so relatable. I'm like, yeah, okay. I doubt any of you fuck up as much as I do, but thank you for saying that. But maybe, I don't know, I shouldn't talk about how much I fuck up. Because I don't want to turn my new sponsor off. That's right, I said it, bitches. I have a new fucking sponsor. And it's a good one. Yeah. I mean, you guys know how much I drink. Like, I'm fucking drinking, like, rah, taka vodka, yum, yay. All right, so it's not taka vodka. No, 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 no. It's like, legit. It's fucking Herradura. Yeah. Tequila Herradura. That's how badass I am that they wanted to supply me an endless amount of all I could drink tequila for the show. Obviously, they don't know what a fucking lush I am. They'll learn in time. But tonight, I am drinking Herradura Legend. Oh, yeah. It's the shit, baby. So, you know, normally, I mean, like, if I'm drinking, I try to get those big-ass plastic jugs, you know, like the giant jugs of liquor for like $9.99 at your local fucking Target, or probably not Target, Walmart, Walgreens, like CVS, like whatever. But no, this Herradura, okay, it's in, I don't even know what size bottle this is because I never drink out bottles this small. It is, I'm looking at it. It's 750 milliliters. So that's like a beginner bottle for me, honestly. But, yeah. So, this shit. Okay, so it's Herradura Legend. I'm going to try my best not to butcher this in Spanish. Tequila Arejo. No, Añejo. 100% de agave. Barril en acanalada. Barril Encanalada. Yeah, that's fucking hot, right? This shit, I'm just gonna tell y'all. It's like the drinking water of tequila. It's so beautifully smooth and delicious. And it's $150 a bottle. So, boom. Yeah, that's what they gave me to kick this off with. They also gave me a lot of other bottles that are not quite that expensive, but if you drink tequila on the reg, you know that Herradura is like this shit. And it's really good. And it's, you know, it's kind of top shelf. I'm used to drinking, like, the shit that I normally drink, they keep that shit in the bottom. Like, it's not even good enough to be on the bottom shelf. It's like it's in the basement. But this is the kind of stuff that they keep locked up. Yeah, it's that good. So anyway, do yourself a favor. For next week's show, when you're getting ready to listen, go out and buy a bottle of Tequila Herradura Legend and drink along with me. And yeah, I mean, honestly, the drunker you are, the drunker I am, the funnier I am. I'm just going to say, the more entertaining I am, the more you drink. So, that's my advice. Just fucking drink a lot. Anyway, okay, so, welcome aboard Tequila Herradura. Yeah, I didn't roll my R's correctly, but you guys know what I'm saying. So anyway, yay for me. Yay. And if you guys want to comment and tell me how much you love Herradura, Herradura, oh my God, it just sounds stupid. Herradura, I'm just going to say it like the white-ass bitch that I am, Herradura. Let me know, and I will be sure and pass your comments along to them, because they make some fine-ass tequila. Boom. All right. I also make some fine-ass radio, so how about we, I don't know, what do you say? You want to sit back and relax and enjoy and have some more music? I know you do. Okay. Thank you.
Disgraced. I didn't notice. strengthened like a vice, that you were trembling and burned beneath the ice. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Why don't you weep when I hurt you? Why don't you weep when I cut you? You don't move, and the anger builds up inside. Why don't you weep when I hurt you? Why don't you weep when I cut you? You don't move, and the anger builds up inside. Na 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 na. You said a prayer and I betrayed you with a kiss. You never realized that all had come to this. So keep your dignity, don't throw it all to waste. Stronger feelings than you've ever learned to face.
Why don't you weep?
Yeah.
It's me, Mickey. Surprise. Yeah, I'm the hostess with the fucking mostest, bitch. You're listening to Slipping You, Mickey. Right here on Indie100.com. I want to thank my new sponsors. Yeah. Oh, my God. Guys. You cannot imagine how insanely delicious this tequila Herradura is. Yeah, legend. Yeah. Yeah, because y'all know that I'll drink whatever. And honestly, I can't drink whatever now. So they've spoiled me. So thanks. Yeah, so now I'm going to have to just drink the top shelf shit now, from now on. And, if you guys know anybody at Herradura, thank them, but don't really tell them, like, what this show's all about, because they'll be, like, horrified. They listen nominally enough to be like, yeah, hey, we think you'd be great. We're going to send you all the tequila you could ever want to drink. And I was like, fuck yeah, because I'm a lush. But a lush with good posture, as you know. That was my one New Year's resolution that I felt like I could stick with. Honestly, I haven't really stuck with it, but I'm making the effort. I mean, I felt like, yeah, I could walk 5,000 steps a day. Psh, no. I'm so fucking lazy. What else did I want to do? I mean, I wanted to, like, cut out sugar. Yeah, not happening. I wanted to lose 20 pounds. Yeah, it's not happening either. I wanted to eat better. Nope. What else did I want to do? I wanted to make more money. But yeah, that's definitely not happening. I mean, but what is happening is that I wanted to bring you a great show every fucking week, and boom, I'm doing that. Boom, I got the posture. Boom, I got tequila to drink until I just cannot drink anymore. So, I mean, yeah, winning, right? On a somber note, Debbie Downer, yes, I'm... You know, you guys, I mean, you know, I'm in New Orleans, right? And we had a hurricane this week. Francine, that bitch, came into town. Like, what the fuck are you doing? And, I mean, I had some flooding in my apartment. And I lost my power for 2 days. And it's like, what am I whining about? Like, people, like, had, like, real problems. So, if you know anybody in, like, southern Louisiana, check up on them. Maybe send them a gift card so they can, like, restock some shit. Because we all lost power. I mean, like, I lost everything in my refrigerator. And what's so ironic is that little Mick has been on me to be like, oh, Mom, you know, Mom, you should eat better. I'm like, yeah, okay. So, I legit, for some bizarre reason, this week on Sunday, before we knew that this was going to turn into like a thing, I'm like at the store. I'm like, oh, fresh food. Let me load up. Let me get salad. Let me get a head of cabbage. Let me get all this great fresh food. Let me get some $8 a gallon fucking milk. Let me get all these things. Because, you know, I'm seriously legit trying. I'm not really. But, I mean, I, you know, was making the effort, right? Get all these things. I get home. I'm unloading my groceries. I get a text from work because, you know, I work in television during the day. And it's like, hey, by the way, it's going to be a hurricane when it gets here. And I'm like, oh, great. Are you fucking kidding me? And, yeah, so I lost power long enough to fucking spoil all the groceries that I had bought. So, yeah, wah. I mean, it's really not that big of a deal. I mean, I can obviously afford to buy more groceries because I'm a baller. But it still just kind of fucking pissed me off. So I told Lil Mick, I'm like, fuck that. I'm just buying nothing but box shit that's that, like, super processed shit, because that never goes bad, ever. Like, you just add some water, boom, you got a meal. So that's my excuse for now eating truly shitty. Yay. Anyway, I have no excuse for talking this much, other than I'm just, I don't know, fucking rambling. But like I said, if you know anybody in Southern Louisiana, please, you know, check up on them, for God's sakes. Maybe send them some Cash App or something so they can buy some goddamn groceries. Take care of your folks. Anyway, I did okay. And, yeah, so I'm just kind of whining because I'm whiny and needy. You guys know that. Anyway, if you want to tell me how amazing I am, though, or how much of the Herradura, and now, fuck, I still didn't get it right, Herradura, that you love, do that too. Just hit that comment button. Be like, hey, Mickey, love that tequila. I'll be like, yeah, right? All right, guys, have a great week. And, yeah, meet you back here same time next week. Stay away from hurricanes. That's my advice for the week. Live it, love it, learn it, whatever. And yeah, peace out.